shocking behaviour, to be quite honest, with some mothers, like, and delivery drivers, lorries parking in double disabled parking spots in Main Street and Mary Kelly. It's an ongoing occurrence, Greg. I've been told, I've witnessed it several times myself. I've actually photos of it on my phone, and it's unbelievable. You know, total disrespect for people with disabilities in their parking spots. Like, there's two disabled parking spots at the Market Square there in the Main Street, mm-hmm. Letterkenny. Delivery lorry picking up them two spots. Now, the man has to make delivery, suppose. There's no other real parking in Main Street. Maybe if the delivery areas is taken up, but still, it's no excuse. It's no... fine example, Greg, I drove down the Main Street, and when you have somebody parking up, you basically, because spots is limited, you have to drive right round the whole town again to come back down the Main Street to try and find a spot to get parked in. And when this is happening, you can't get them spots. It's shocking, Greg. It's only in the middle of last week I've seen it again. I've seen a car parked in a disabled spot with no badge. I've seen a traffic warden at the car with a look out or the notepad out, they write. And a lady came out of the shop, it was only on for 5 minutes. Sorry, it won't happen again, whatever, in the car I drove off. But that lady doesn't realise, Greg, she's taking up that spot. And her spots are very, very limited on the Main Street. Mm-hmm. And they have to drive around the town again to find another spot, you know. And we've seen the recent court appearances there with people getting banned for 3 months and fined €250. Some people think that's a bit harsh, Greg. You know, you can be fined up to €2,000 and been banned for 2 years.
It is completely avoidable. I don't think it's harsh. It's completely avoidable. You've no business, yeah. if you're not a person with a disability and a badge, you have no business being in these spaces. I would have no sympathy. And this argument or this excuse, I was only there for a minute. You've quite rightly pointed out that minute means another lap of the town. Now, what do we do, though, Thomas? Because we've spent years sort of trying to appeal to people's better judgment, to point out the fact that, you know, these spaces are there for a reason. Please respect them. We've also actually done the enforcement thing. You know, in 2023, 415 fines were issued. In 2025, that number went up to 2024, sorry, that number went up to 518. And as you've quietly referenced earlier this month, or late last month, sorry, or in the middle of last month, we had a judge came down hard on it, banning people from driving. So what else is left? So we've got the carrots, that didn't work. We're using the stick, that's not working. And yet here we are. People still are disregarding the law.
I don't know what they're thinking, you know what I mean? Maybe it's a lapse in their judgment at times, but they need to stop, you know. The Main Street in Letterkenny, we have disabled parking spots on the left-hand side and down the Main Street, as everybody knows, it's a one-way system. Now, them disabled spots, Greg, is probably all right for somebody like myself that can get out with sticks and move on. But if people will wheelchair, them disabled spots on the left-hand side, it's not really much good to them because they can't get out to set up their wheelchair and traffic coming down the Main Street. The spots is very, very limited. And I would beg and encourage people to please stop parking on a disabled spot if you don't need to get in. We're limited. And I don't know, Greg, I say it's still ongoing. And especially around shopping centres, it's worse, Greg. I've seen vans with trailers on picking up to disabled spots nowhere in there. It's happening. I think people believe that because they're in a private parking or private shopping centre car park that they can get away with it.
Would you like to see the owners or those who control or run the private car parks to be more proactive in clamping?
Yeah. 100%, Greg. I definitely believe that these private car parks and these shopping centres, they should be definitely more active on it. You know, there is a company there looking at the one shopping centre, and I don't know, I've been told that they haven't got the authority to really do anything, you know. So I would like to see, I'm going to go and try and talk to some of these people in these shopping centres to see if they can.
In terms of Letterkenny, for instance, in the public parking, I found myself accidentally pulling into one. That's just to be completely honest with you. I turned, saw it, and jogged on again straight away. This is not an excuse because I should have checked more, right? But the writing on the ground was very faded. There was no vertical sign there to sort of indicate that I'm not trying to give anyone a pass here, and you have to put your hands up when you've done wrong. But are we sure that the dedicated parking spaces are very clearly marked, so no one can be in any doubt that they're reserved for a person with a disability and a badge.
Greg, there's no question about it that some of these parking spots, the writing's very faded on them, the design. I think they should be, as there in the north, they should be highlighted in a blue colour, that they are stand out.
Yeah, me too, I agree with you.
No mistake about them. You know, and I think that's something that... that's
and I think what that does as well, actually, the reason why I think that would be critical, Thomas, is because that that amplifies the shame, right? So say, for instance, you can park over the graphic of a wheelchair and it's obscured. You can run into the shop, you can run out, you can jog on, right? Not many people might know what you did. But if they were blue and very clearly marked, I think your delivery drivers with the sign writing on the side of it, or your motorists, I really do believe that that's the last thing that we need to do before we start saying, right, let's make the fines £10,000. I mean, not literally, but do you know what I mean? Like, why don't we do that?
Yeah, it's definitely because the amount of money that's been raised through the fines now, I think the money should be there. That for the number of spaces that we have, they should be highlighted, no problem at all. You know, there's a constant argument there in the council about council owning their own road liners and stuff like that. So the capability is there to do it, Greg, and I think it should be done. You know,
I'm sure there's a paint solution. You know, I mean, the wheelchair is drawn on the road in paint, so I presume we can get blue paint and make sure that people are embarrassed to park in these spaces because they're very, very clearly reserved for people with a disability and a badge.
100% agree with you, Greg. 100% agree with you. You know, that's as I say, when you see the delivery drivers, the lorries, and then parking these spots, you know, it's pure ignorance. And I think, as you say, Greg, if it was highlighted out in a blue colour, that's...
Yeah, I think the lorry drivers, the delivery drivers, or your I was only popping in for 5 minutes drivers, I think it would be really discouraging because it'd be very clear what you're doing. Very clear.
Yeah. 100%.
And it would take some guts to sort of not care what 30 people walking past your car thought. All right, but something needs to be done, Thomas. I mean, listen, as I say, we're getting the enforcement, we're getting the judges cracking down, we're getting the message out there that it's, you know, I've spoken to people that don't go into Letterkenny anymore, Thomas, because they've done the two loops of the town and they just head home and it's not worth it because they can't, with independence, get out of their vehicle, or they can't unload a wheelchair from the back of the vehicle. And we can't have a situation like that where people's lives are being sort of interfered with like that, I think.
No, definitely not. You know, we're trying to encourage people to come into town to shop, and it should be made as easy to access to them as possible. You know, it's not right, you know, Greg. And as you say earlier on, there's people genuinely makes an odd mistake here and there. The highlighting of the parking spots would be a brilliant idea, a brilliant to highlight, to leave them alone. You know, there's not enough of these spots, Greg, in the town to start off with, you know, and what's there, please, I encourage people that's listening that any, please leave them for people that need them.
Yeah, and that includes people who have a badge and they're parking in these spaces and the person who the badge is for is not with them. You know, there is a bit of abuse of the badging system as well. Okay, Councillor, thanks very much for your time. I do appreciate it. Councillor Thomas Sean Devine of the 100% Redress Party.